Big changes were made last night in the tiny town of Hilldale, Utah. Hilldale, along with Colorado City, Arizona, makes up the community of Short Creek, which is home to the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or FLDS. KJZZ's Sarah Ventry has been following those changes and is there now. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Mark.
So I understand there was a series of three events last night. Let's start with the biggest one.
Okay, so the most significant one is that the mayor of Hilldale announced that the city is withdrawing its appeal of the judge's rulings in a Justice Department lawsuit from 2016. Now, I know that sounds like a mouthful of legalese, but here's what happened. So in 2016, the Justice Department filed suit against the towns for religious discrimination, and it argued that the towns and a number of municipal operations and employees were acting as arms of the FLDS church and discriminating against non-church members. So the DOJ won that lawsuit, and then the judge in the case issued a handful of orders that required specific things from the towns and its departments, things that are supposed to fix the problem and ensure that no one is treated unfairly.
Like what?
Like requiring a mentor for the police department to make sure there's no abuse of power, or requiring that land in the community, which had previously been owned by the church, that land be divided up so that individuals could own it.
Ah, okay. So then what was the appeal?
So the towns had argued the entire case that they were not engaging in a pattern of discrimination. In fact, they actually argued that the federal government was discriminating against FLDS members. So the towns appealed the judge's ruling, which is not so surprising. Now that appeal is still held up in the courts, but Hilldale is in the process of withdrawing from that appeal. The twist is that Colorado City is not withdrawing. And since the two towns operate as one community, that's a little bit complicated. So both mayors have said that they plan to continue to work with the neighboring city, and they don't anticipate any issues in doing that. As for what that means for the Arizona side, which is keeping the appeal, here's Colorado City Mayor Joseph Allred.
The orders of the court have laid out a lot of specific requirements, and I think we're doing well in the compliance with those, and we have the spirit of wanting to comply, and we want to go forward. We want to serve the citizens well and fairly.
So, Sarah, it seems like a positive sign that both mayors at least want to continue working together.
Definitely. The one thing to keep in mind, though, is that the Hilldale City Council is now made up of all non-FLDS members, and the Colorado City Council is currently all FLDS members. So there's still a lot of underlying tension in the community between some church and non-church members, but yes, you are right. Both mayors definitely seem to want to make it work.
All right, so speaking of the City Council, one of the other big changes last night was the election of two new council members.
Yes. Hilldale actually just had an election back in November that you might remember, but there were two new city council members elected last night. So in November's election, there were three vacancies on the council plus the mayorship, and then there were two already remaining councilors who were not up for reelection. One of those two resigned, citing work conflicts as the reason why he was unable to attend council meetings. The other is Brian Jessup, and as I understand it, he kind of just stopped responding to the council. They weren't really able to reach him, but he is also currently embroiled in a lawsuit in which he's accused of using child labor. So the council was down two members, and they had to elect two new people, but they did this according to Utah state code, which in this case actually does not have the people vote. Instead, the candidates all have a chance to speak publicly about why they want the position, and then the three existing council members voted. So both of the new council members are excited to serve. They say they're ready to do the hard work that's ahead of them. Here's one of them speaking at the meeting. This is Lawrence Barlow. He's a longtime community member who's worked in emergency services, and here's a little bit of what he had to say.
I've had many years of exposure to the institutions and systems that have worked well in the past. And I've observed over the past several years that the workability has diminished. I would like to see us take the best from the past and bring it forward.
All right, so Sarah, the third big thing?
is that three new police officers were sworn into the Colorado City Marshal's office, which is undergoing its own changes. The police chief was fired in March, and as I mentioned before, that department is working with a court-appointed mentor, and at least one person last night who was running for one of the vacant city council seats mentioned distrust of the police department as a big problem in town. So those new officers have some big challenges ahead of them, but they all seemed excited and proud to step into their new roles.
All right. Certainly lots happening up in Short Creek. That's the show, Sarah Ventry. Sarah, thanks a lot.
Thank you.